Today's Thursday, September 19th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Almo Professional AV, the nation's largest and fastest growing professional audiovisual distributor. Join Almo this fall at the E4 Experience, coming to the New York metro area on September 25th and Atlanta on October 15th. To register, go to www.e4experience.com.
Today's Daily Download comes from Digital Signage Digest, Episode 5. Lenore and Lane is joined by Mark Luka and Andy McRae, talking about the convergence of the AV and digital signage markets. Andy McRae starts off talking about the factors that brought both markets together.
You know, it's a relatively recent phenomenon, Lenore. It's something we've seen probably in the last 6 to 8 months, but it's really been ramping up a whole lot more recently. And we're starting to see a lot of RFPs that are expanding what we would have traditionally called digital signage to include AV and vice versa. So I would say it's, you know, relatively recent, within the last 6 to 9 months that we've started to see it really happen.
I'd add to that, Lenore, and to Andy's point, long overdue. I mean, the world at large has talked about total solutions, and yet there was this differentiation between digital and AV, and as they crept further together, a lot of companies, I think, you know, in the market had a bit of an epiphany of why are we delineating these solutions? And again, under the guise of total solutions, it was a natural evolution for digital and AV to come together.
And you said this has been happening in the last year, basically. But were there signs of this happening before that time? Was there a period? Because I remember reading about this industry kind of, you know, there's always a call for unification, for integrators to be more versed in just one or two aspects of AV integration. Were there signs of this happening before the past year?
Yeah, absolutely. I can think of a few projects we've done in the last, say, 2 years where we would cross paths with a pro AV integrator. We would be doing our thing, they would be doing their thing, or we would help each other out. But I can think of a couple of projects as long ago as, say, 2 years where we started to see this happening. And honestly, it caused us to question our capabilities in terms of hardware installation, network architecture as a result of that. And I think to take it a step further, I think what was driving it is that the end user was seeing that they had screens that were for a particular purpose, and they were thinking, hey, why can't we use these screens for other purposes rather than just AV or just communication or just digital signage?
Yeah, Andy raises a good point there, Lenore. You know, if you work from the end user backwards, we've all been asked questions of, do you do this? Richard Branson has the best line ever, right? Someone asks you if you can do something, the answer is yes, and go figure it out later. I think enough companies got asked the question of, do you do AV, do you do digital? Again, under the blurred lines piece, that the answer had to be yes, right? So if you work from an end user perspective and trying to streamline their vendor or partner base, it only made sense that companies would say, sure, we can do all of that for you.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.